Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with one of our panelists, a brand new friend named Grace, who is going to be a panelist on our Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th. Miss Grace, can you introduce yourself and tell people who you are and what you do?
Yes. Hi, I'm Grace Del Rey, and I am a intuitive business financial growth strategist. That's a mouthful.
And so what do you do with that? How do you help people?
What do I do with that? So that little brainchild came out of my 30 years experience as an accountant. I've been working with mom and pop companies from A to Z, whether it's like really small to publicly traded companies. I've seen it all and done it all and been in the trenches with owners holding their hand through all the perils of running a business.
So you are going to be part of our business structure panel, which I think is really important because we want to focus on, you know, the running a business has so many different components, right? When you're wearing all the hats, there is so much that goes into running a business. And I don't know about y'all, but I like to get paid, right?
Yes.
But also, so does Uncle Sam.
Yes.
Let's not forget who else likes to get paid when I get paid. So can you talk about maybe some of the biggest mistakes you see that business owners and coaches and consultants and stuff make when they are first setting up their business or when they do get paid? Or what do you see happening that you're like, oh my God, please stop now?
Yes, there are common mistakes that everybody makes. So you don't have to feel alone if you're making the mistake is that the one that they don't keep track of how much money they're making and keep track of their expenses. And you can do that in different accounting platforms, but you need to choose one and you need to figure out how to keep track of it. Because at the end of the year, you're going to have this big tax bill. If you made money, it's good news. And I know that people go around, oh, I've got a big tax bill. Well, if you've got a big tax bill, you probably made some good money. You just didn't put any planning in to like put money aside. And so in the discussion that we're going to have and the training that I do for you guys, we actually go into making strategy plans of putting money aside and actually how do you calculate that self-employment tax and what all the different taxes are. Because there's the income tax, but there's also this thing called the self-employment tax on top of it. Yeah. And then knowing what that is. And then if you're selling products and there's sales tax and you're collecting for your state, you're such a good person that you're collecting money for the state that then you're going to go pay to them. And if you don't pay them, well, they're going to come after you. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then there's also payroll taxes. So there's a lot of different venues and avenues of the tax thing. And in that 20 minute session, I give you that breakdown of all the various taxes and how to look out for them and how to get prepared for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we delve a little deep into that world.
I know it's a thing that nobody wants to talk about, but it's a thing that everybody needs to talk about, right? It's like we want to make money, but we don't want to talk about like all of the other things that happen with money. So I'm really, really glad to have somebody like you that is, you know, deciding to come and speak with us and help people understand, like, we're helping you set a foundation so that you can grow your business. And part of that is the financials, right? And getting that all figured out. Do you have a favorite? You're kind of talking about like tracking your expenses. Do you have a favorite platform? I like QuickBooks, but do you have a favorite platform?
Yeah, I actually do love QuickBooks. QuickBooks is a big one. And I use a variety of things. So I have clients that use Xero and some people use Wave and some people, and like, they all have their pluses and minus, and I understand why some people use one or the other. I prefer QuickBooks, but I also understand that there are other ones. And I know from the programming side, I have a background in engineer programming, that they're all the same.
Yeah.
The buttons are in different places. You just have to learn where the buttons are.
Yeah.
But the accounting basics,
that
is the same. Whether I do it on QuickBooks, I Wave, my Excel, all of it is the same. It's exactly the same. So
yeah. Can you talk a little bit about like one of the things for me was building habits? Can you talk about some habits that maybe you have found to help other entrepreneurs be really successful when it comes to business and accounting and stuff like that? Like, is it a daily habit, a weekly habit, a monthly habit? Like, what do you do in your business every, regularly to make sure that you stay on top of your bookkeeping?
Okay, in a beautiful world of like everything goes just as planned,
Which never happens.
be ideal to like be able to look at your to just look back at how you spent your money and what money came in weekly. So if you need to go collect money from somebody, the sooner you go and contact the person that owes you money, the sooner you're going to get paid. And if you don't, if you just think, oh, I'm going to be nice, if you play nice with collecting the money, you're not going to get paid. And I can attest for my own pain of not getting paid and have done the work and being like, oh, well, they'll get to it. They'll remember it. No, they're busy people. They won't. And so if weekly you're checking in on your own money and making it a practice to like look at who owes you money, go call them. And just, you don't have to be mean about it, but just be like, hey, I'm just checking in. I noticed you haven't paid this. When can I expect payment? And then mark it and then come back to it as a regular practice. The other practice is expenses and seeing where do you owe money and where do you need to bring some more money in, and looking at the different avenues of that money flow. And I would say on a monthly level, if you can do it weekly, great. If you can't do it, at least do it monthly. And then at the end of the month, you want to be able to understand your net income. And you'll understand what I mean by net income if you come to the course, because in the panel, I'll tell you what's going on with that net income and how you can use it to calculate the taxes. And
Yeah,
then
that's
put that in the savings account.
so important. Do you have any favorite resources or books or anything that are just like for somebody who's maybe just getting started, like, accounting for dummies or something like that?
I don't have like books that I would say like go read this book for accounting. I have more books that I would recommend for mindsets. For example, like I love like it's called oh my God, I'm blanking on it. But it's the whole thing just went out of my head. I'm like, I'm picturing the fish jumping out of the fishbowl. It's about stepping into your genius, knowing what your genius is.
I think I know what cover you're talking about too. Is it something about zone of genius or something?
Zone of genius, yeah. Like understanding your zone of genius, because then you're not wasting time doing stuff, A, you don't want to. Two, you're not good. B, you're not good at. There's things that I know now as a business owner after 30 years. There's things that I am not good at. I will pay a nice ransom to somebody to do that thing for me because it'll be done. You
Same.
know?
Say, I would rather spend money so that I can go and make money doing the thing that I'm really good at to pay for the person to do the things that I'm not good at. Like, to me,
And
that's a win-win, right?
that is
I'm just
win-win.
helping the economy grow.
Economy grow, the energy flow.
That's
And
right.
I think there was another one that's called E. I should have written these books down, but there's another one that's called an ebook. I'll text you and let you know what those are. If there's a way to like let people know in the past. But these are like this book was about specifically about how to know the differences between being a self-employed to being a business owner and the different areas, the quadrants. And it's important to understand, yes, you can create a business. And you can create a business where you're the employee and you're doing everything in the business. And then, as that business owner, as the business grows, you're tired because you're working 24/7. And you created a job for yourself. And yeah, you created some income. But now you're looking over there going, how is that person actually able to go on vacation and have a weekend off? And learning the techniques of how to grow your business so that you're not just a self-employed.
Yes, so much yes. I can totally relate to that. I realized that I'm a terrible employee and I'm a terrible boss to myself, right? I'm a terrible employee for others, but a terrible boss because the thing is that I would never ask someone else to work the way that I was working. I would never expect that of someone else, but I was doing that to myself because I thought I had to. So many lessons around that. And then there was a friend of mine last year sent me this podcast episode. She goes, "You have to listen to this. This is like so good." And she was talking about how if you treat your business like a baby, oh, it's my baby. Your baby needs to grow up, right? Because you're basically having to do everything to like a baby, and it's so not sustainable. And so your baby needs to grow up and become a teenager and learn how to be self-sufficient and become an adult and become self-sufficient, right? And so I'm like, so many times, yes. So many times, yes. It was such a very eye-opener for me that I was like, that is exactly like how I felt. And it's really nice to know that there are other people out there that feel the same way that are sharing because it's just so important.
Yeah, and then it's a growth process for yourself to go, okay, I can start delegating and how to delegate and how to follow up with the person that you delegate it with. Like there's an art to all of it.
Yep.
And you grow as a person as you start to like go, okay. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to get to a point where you're like, this isn't working. And when you get to the point that this isn't working, hopefully you're not like underneath the bed going, this isn't working. You'll get to it sooner and go, okay, let me find a better way and start utilizing some of the tools that they're going to learn on the panel or in the whole summit itself. I just think it's like wonderful to keep feeding your mind on like, what are other people doing? That's a really key successful thing for business owners that I've worked with that are very successful. They are constantly educating themselves on what to do.
But here's the cool thing about our summit, right? Is that yes, we want to educate you and we want you to learn all the things, but we want you to actually also implement something that you learned, right? So part of the VIP experience is not only getting access to all this amazing content and replays and being able to do the mastermind and all that other kind of stuff, but becoming and like going from info collector to action taker. That is the goal that I really want to help people with, especially coaches, because I know that when I was first starting out, I just consumed so much content and never implemented any of it because I was on to learning the next thing. And had I implemented as I went, oh my goodness, things would have been so much different for me. Live and learn, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, won't do that again, right? So now I'm like, this is what I've learned. Take it from me, like implement as you go. So, you know, it's just going to help coaches get there quicker. It's just going to help them get there quicker. So,
Yeah,
so
and
excited.
level up, level their life up. I love your concept and your drive and your passion because I am a doer too. I want people to walk away and be able to do. And the course that I'm launching is going to also do that with business mastery on a whole, not just for coaches, but for business owners in general, how to launch and do. Learn a little, do a little. Learn a little, do a little. Because that's important. Because that we can learn and learn and learn and learn, but then if we don't actually use it.
Yeah, then what the hell was the point? And then I've forgotten about everything I just learned because I'm on to the next thing. So I have notebooks full of notes and everything. And then I go back and I look and I'm like, oh Lord, like I learned about this, but I didn't do anything about it. And that's what I want to change. That's what I want to help people change.
It's a righteous place to be coming from.
Well, I am super excited to have you as part of our summit for the first time. You're a first timer. Can you tell people where they can find you online?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. And our Facebook group is the Saving Grace Money Method. You can also find me at sgbsconsulting.com. I know that's a big mouthful, but that's my website for my accounting company. So that two places you can find me.
Fantastic. Well, if you have not yet gotten your tickets, there's still time. So get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com and upgrade to VIP for only $47, the cost of ordering pizza for your household. Like, right? Like, come on. Pizza is not cheap anymore.
I know.
Right? So for the cost of ordering pizza, you could come to our summit and learn a lot and then implement what you learn and connect with some really amazing entrepreneurs who are here to help and guide you through this journey of entrepreneurship, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you guys later. See you at the summit.